All right, niggas.
All right, so look, it's Alice Paul real quick. Tell a little quick story, a little something. All right, the homie Bree, she go let it go. She go read it. Y'all gonna respect. All right, never mind. I'm gonna read this shit. Okay. Alice Paul. Shit. So shit, she returns to the United States. She had publicly recommended the need for a federal women's suffrage movement. Against the U.S. Constitution, became chairman of the Congressional Committee of the National American Woman Suffrage. Type of girl, she was a fighter, cuz. Association in 1912, but then formed in 1913. Congressional Union for Women's Suffrage, because she disagreed with the people, with the policies, the merge with another group called the Women's Party, and formed the National Women's Party. Oh, hell yeah. All y'all females out there, all like, oh, yeah. She organized marches, White House protests, rallies for women's suffrage. Well, jailed three more times before the 19th Amendment was ratified in 1920. Hold up. She then introduced the first, let me repeat that, the first Equal Rights Amendment to the Congress in 1923, but did not pass, so she gained support from the League of Motherfucking Nations. She founded the world with this new thing called the Women's Party. She had announced, believed that the main reason World War II broke out was because a woman did not have a voice in the Paris Peace Conference of the World War I. Is she right? I don't know. That's her choice. She got an interview which she brought to a general equality and the parable to the United Nations. So, this is the ending right here. In 1964, Civil Rights Act. It fucking worked. Thank you, people, for listening. Okay. Some bullshit. Bro, it's crazy, bro. She's Alice Paul, you guys. Should we go continue this? Because we got to do this for 3 to 4 minutes. Any questions? Bree, ask a couple questions. Ask me a question, I'll answer. No, she doesn't want to do it. I don't understand why we made a podcast. She don't want to fucking talk. All right, Hadder. Your turn. Ask me a question.
How are you doing?
Today I'm doing all right. I'm a little good. Just on the good side. I'm happy. But like, let's talk about Alice Paul.
Do you think that women should have rights?
Do I think women should have rights? Why not? They have the babies. Shit. So yes, I think women should have rights. That's personal opinion. Okay? I know there's a couple rednecks out there be like, oh, hell nah. Y'all hold the cotton fields and shit, that's why. But I'm just saying, women should have equality rights, but like, the equal payment, now that's a different topic. Because we can't control the private companies, okay? It's not democratic, okay? It's not a democracy then. Might as well turn communism. That in the motherfucking face of the United States. Okay, but now back to Alice Paul. She's a young woman. Dedicated her whole life to women's suffrage. Finally, you know, after some quiet time, Amendment 19th was passed, which must have pleased her heart. Now, all of you out there that are listening to this, that are sharing this to your brothers, mother, sisters, uncle, auntie, all the above, let me know, slide through. I got you some little thing called marijuana. G, yeah. No, I'm playing with you guys. Thank you for listening. This is Alice Paul Podcast 104. Now you gotta be back. I'll see y'all next time. Bye.